There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, as I mentioned, if there's no such thing in your life as too much joy, oh, I know, it's a terrible pun, please forgive me. You can hear an interview that I did last week with Michael Harrison, who's head of Talkers Magazine, at podcast1.com. Up close and far out. You can also go to talkers.com, and apparently it's there as well. Okay, and you could also, you hopefully can go to my website sometime today, but it's certainly on Facebook, so check it out there. All right, so this is a story that we've been flirting with for a while, and it came up in a discussion of Alzheimer's that we had that. Someone had done a study that said that most doctors say that patients should know if the diagnosis is Alzheimer's, but they don't. They don't. I mean, in theory, they say that they should tell their patients, but in fact, they don't. About half don't. So we just asked the question: if you knew that you had Alzheimer's, would you want to know or not? And we sort of expanded that from. Would you want to know the date of your death? Why or why not? And Manny and I have kind of gone around on it. You said no, right?
Right. I mean, if it's, I guess for me, it kind of depends on when the date is. Because if it's, you know what I mean?
But you're not going to know the date if you don't want to know
the
date.
I guess if somebody asked me, Manny, do you want to know the date of your death? I would say, okay, well, give me a ballpark in terms of, you know, what year it's going to be. Then, because if it's...
Oh, see, if I were going to know the year, I'd want to know the day.
Yeah. I mean, if it's... If you're telling me that it's going to be, you know, that I'm going to die in 2060...
90.
Yeah, or 2090, that would make me 100 and live into 106. you know, I wouldn't want to know that because I would spend the next... You know, what, 75 years just thinking about, oh, okay, I'm going to die in 2090.
Whereas, well, yeah, but knowing that you're going to live to 106, so, saying it depends.
But if it's a closer time, I guess for me, if I've got, you know, God forbid a terminal disease or something, and a doctor tells me, okay, man, you've got, you know, you've got 6 months. Yeah, I would want to know that because then that's when the kind of...
So if it's close, you want to know it. If it's far, you don't.
Right, because I don't want
to... So the doctor's saying to you, if you said that to your doctor and the doctor said, all right, I'm not going to tell you, then you know it's going to be a long time.
Yeah, I probably would. which would make me feel even better because I know, okay, well, I've got a long time to go here.
See, I think it takes all the anxiety out of it. That if you knew that when you got onto this plane that you weren't going to... No, of course, one of the issues that we really didn't look at, which I suppose is part of the issue, is credibility. Mm-hmm. It's if someone tells you you're going to die on July 23rd, 2090, do you believe them? I mean, and based on what?
Yeah, that's the big part, too, yeah.
Well, but let's assume that for some reason you did believe them. Mm-hmm. But for me, if I knew that I was going to die on July 23rd, 2090... Then getting into a plane wouldn't bother me at all. I wouldn't worry about choking on a random piece of meat or something in my apartment when I was by myself. Yeah, I think it would take a lot of the anxiety out of my life.
That's true. That's a fair point.
So besides me, you know me, I always want to know. Insatiable. If you said, do you want to know how someone came up with the theory of relativity, I'm so there. Even though you know it's going to be complicated, it's probably going to be over my head. I'm probably not going to understand it very much, and it has no particular practical use. I still want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's really not much of a question for me And as I said, I mean, when I just because I want to know everything, but I think it would take some of the anxiety out of my life. I think it would take anxiety out of everybody's life. Although I do know that people have made that assumption that they get into their head that they're going to die at a certain age, for example, and so they're very anxious until that age, and then when they pass that age, they feel like they're living on borrowed time. So they, and I don't know. It's one of the all right. So let's hear what people on Facebook. It's a little more complicated than you think it is at
right.
first blush.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'll start with Tony. She says no. It would be too distracting from everyday life. See, that's kind of what I was.
Well, but see, my whole thing is that it would take the anxiety out. And I think we all should be living our life as if we were, this is the last day of our life. To get everything out of it we can, except the only thing except you can't do is eat if it was the last day of your life. And I suppose there are a bunch of things you can't do because if it was the last day of your life. That you can't spend all your money because then there's tomorrow. You can't eat yourself into a stupor because then you're not going to be healthy. And you're not going to save, right? Because what good does saving do if this is your last day? You're going to spend everything.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a friend. I mean, I guess I've had two experiences. One was personal, where, as I said, I lived in Denver during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I had a math exam the next day. And so in Denver, if you live in Denver, I don't know if this is ever true, but the Mint is in Denver. So, and Eisenhower used to come to Lowry Air Force Base. So the idea was the Denverites have always thought that they were a major target, that if because it was going to be Washington, New York, and Denver. where they came up with that idea, I guess part of it is needing to feel important. And the explanation was the Mint was there. So I grew up, I was not born there, as you know, but I grew up there. And so I sort of, as a small kid, sort of thought, okay, well, that we have to practice air raid drills because Denver's a target. I don't know that Denver was ever a target, but nevertheless. So here, Sarah, I've got a math test the next day, and the question is, do I study for the math test? If this is my last night on Earth, is that what I want to spend my life doing? And the answer was unquestionably no. But then it did occur to me, if it wasn't my last night on Earth, I was going to be in deep doo-doo the next day. So I decided the percentage play was to study for the math test, which I did. So that was, and I had a friend who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and they gave him 6 months to live, and he lived to the day 6 months, even though he had a surgery in between, which I always thought was a terrible mistake, but nevertheless. And what he did was he spent money like the Russians were in Newark, and he died with a lot of debt, but he figured, and I don't know in those days, this wasn't that long ago, but I think the law has changed that most debts, I think credit card debt, for example, is retired upon the person's death. I don't know that that's true anymore because I think so many people were doing it. He died hugely in debt. So, Pam, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I just wanted to comment when you were talking about sort of knowing the date of your death.
Yep.
I sort of struggle with this. It's kind of an offshoot of that is, my family, we have familial ALS.
Yeah.
And so basically there's a 50% chance that I have the gene and a 50% chance that I don't have the gene.
Yep.
And if I have the gene, probably I will pass away in my mid-50s versus living in extent. And so I've kind of grappled with that idea as do I want to know or not want to know? Because if you know you're only going to be here till you're 50, you might live your life somewhat differently.
Yeah. Yeah. How old are you now?
I'm going to be 40.
So what did you decide?
For right now, I don't think I want to know. I think it would be wonderful to know I didn't have it, but I think it would be, I think I'd have a hard time knowing I have it. And I feel like I would just be continually counting down the days sort of thing. So I've sort of tried to adopt a philosophy of, make every day count, maybe I'll be lucky and I'll, my other side of the family lives till they're in their 90s. So, you kind of have to plan to live to your 90 from a financial perspective, but.
All right, let me put you on hold for just a second. I have a couple questions to ask you. Can you hang on for me for a minute?
Yep.
Groovy. We'll be right back with Pam. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When talking about an abstraction, and which is, would you want to know the date of your death? And Pam has taken the concept from an abstraction to a reality because people in her family have familial amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is an autosomal dominant. But according to the website, inheriting a gene does not guarantee a person will develop the symptoms. So even if you have the gene, it doesn't guarantee that you'll have the symptoms. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. It's sort of one of those, it's just kind of one of those things in the back of my mind that I kind of try not to think about. And I know that, because I thought autosomal dominant meant that if you had the gene that you would get it. So that's interesting.
Well, that's what autosomal dominant means. But this says that inheriting a gene does not guarantee a person will develop the symptoms. But that's my understanding of what autosomal dominant means, too.
But I know that there's... I think it would be a different situation. Like, I look at things like... I'll call it the breast cancer gene. I'm not sure if that's exactly what they call it. But if it was something that had a potential treatment to it, I would probably want to know.
Sure,
but
sure.
In my case, right, I know that they're doing... There's a lot of research being done in that area. The fact that they've been able to identify the gene... I know helps accelerate the process of finding something. So,
do you have children?
Right now, I do have children. Now, my children are young. I suspect that if I were to start having symptoms, it would be before my children had children. But I mean, it would be up to discussion. I would have to have with my children if they would want. In retrospect, I might have wanted to know before I had children.
But you didn't.
I don't know, but I think I might have wanted to, because the idea that I could have passed this on to my children.
Yeah.
I don't know that it probably wouldn't have changed my decision, but it's one of those things that you kind of think about when you say you bring things from abstract to reality.
To the specific. So. All right. So you did not know that you had, that familial ALS was in your family before you had your children.
No, I didn't.
And so have you had your children tested?
No.
Of course, having your children tested means by definition, unless your husband has it, that you would know or not, you would. Well, actually, it doesn't. It doesn't, because there would be a 50-50 chance you would pass on. If you had the mutation, there's still only a 50-50 chance that you would pass it on to either of your children. So
exactly.
If they don't have it, it doesn't mean that you don't have it. If they do have it, it does mean that you do have it. Or that
exactly.
You or your husband, yeah.
Yeah, because like in our situation, there was several members of my mother's mother had a fairly large family, and some of them had ALS, some of them had nothing, some of them had ALS, and some of them had a form of dementia. Mother, there was her and her brother, and at first we didn't even realize, I guess, until my uncle. Came down with signs of ALS. My mother had dementia, but there's a frontotemporal dementia that is related to familial ALS.
Absolutely.
So basically both my mother and her brother both got the gene. So I'm sort of crossing my fingers that my brother and I didn't get the gene.
Yeah. Does your brother have children?
Yes.
Wow. And so you're saying at this moment that you just assume not know.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a worry always in the back of my mind, but I feel that if I knew for sure, I have trouble figuring out how I would handle that, knowing for sure.
Yeah.
If I did have it, obviously I would be throwing a party if I didn't have it. So, but it's something that it's always
there. It's an interesting... So you're saying that presumably you're now 40. How old are your kids?
4 and 6.
All right. So in the next 20 years, which would make you 60, which means that if you get to 60 without developing symptoms, you're assuming that you're home free.
I would. Most of the family, my uncle started showing symptoms around 60, but I'm thinking he probably had some, you know, not some noticeable signs sort of before that. If I make it to 60, I'm probably going to be okay.
Yeah, the issue, because as you point out, it's the dual issue of if someone had told you before you got pregnant that there was a possibility that you had the gene and you could pass it on, would you have been tested at that moment?
It would have to be
hard to know, isn't
it? It was kind of something we kind of thought was a possibility. But this is an area where, like, the research is coming very fast.
Yeah. Well, as you said, autosomal dominant, by definition, means that it will show up. But then the article that I just looked at said that just because you have the gene, which is autosomal dominant, which means the idea about a dominant gene as opposed to a recessive gene, you have to have two of them for it to show up. Well, the autosomal dominant means that all you need, that if you, by definition, you got it, you got it. But then that same paragraph goes on to say that even if you have it, it doesn't mean you're going to be symptomatic. It just means you have the gene, and it's dominant, but it doesn't necessarily mean, which means they don't really understand it very well. Because by definition, yeah, autosomal dominant, apparently it's dominant in some circumstances, but it's not that it's recessive, it just doesn't show. Or it doesn't show in the way that they can track it.
Right.
Which makes no sense, because that's not what autosomal dominant means. But as you point out, the research is fairly new. The assumption has always been that 90% of ALS is non-familial. It's mutations. So this whole notion that there can be a familial component to it is relatively new.
Right.
Well, it's an interesting question, isn't it?
Yes.
Has your husband ever been tested?
No, but he has no one in his family that
yeah, but 90% of ALS, that'd be a kick in the pants, wasn't it? Pardon?
90% of ALS is not familial, so.
Exactly. So, I mean, it would be sort of one of those sort of ironic sort of things if he actually did and you actually didn't, but.
Yeah.
Well, I hear that you need to make your own, you know, your own peace with whatever it is that will work best for you. And it may change.
Yep. No, I think as you get closer to that time, it maybe feel more pressing to know.
Or so more reassuring to not, you know, reassuring to be reassured.
Yes.
Because it's a crapshoot.
I was just going to say that, like, I know, like, with my mother in particular, because hers presented it as dementia, you know, there was very early signs. I'm sort of hoping that, and I'm not even sure if, because of the way hers presented, if she was fully aware of what was happening to her.
Yeah.
But it's a terrible disease.
It is a terrible disease, and hopefully, I mean, if it's any comfort at one point, well, I'll tell you what, can you hang on for just another second? Great. All right. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Pam, who takes the philosophical and makes it a very practical concern in that she has family members who have exhibited symptoms of familial ALS. And it's an autosomal dominant gene, which means if you got it, you got it, in theory. Although there does seem to be a little bit of question about it, which obviously doesn't offset your willingness or unwillingness to know, because what that essentially means is even if they say you do have a gene, it doesn't necessarily mean you'll have the symptoms, which is even more confusing and confounding. But, you know, I think your point is well taken. My guess is that one of two things will happen, that either they will find some kind of cure or at least some kind of treatment, number one, or number two, your children will achieve puberty and then some where they're thinking about having children. And then it may be something that that they that you want them to at least know that there's a possibility. And I think what you're hoping is by then you'll either have, God forbid, develop the symptoms, so it'll be obvious, although probably also needs to have some clarification, or you won't, at which point you can feel that you're home free. My guess is that that's when you'd probably be tested, because it doesn't do any good to scare them if you don't carry the gene, because if you don't carry it and your husband doesn't carry it, they can't get it. So,
and I think it's something that I guess she could be tested, you know, for example, my daughter, if she wanted to know, I guess she could herself be tested, or, you know, if I have the knowledge now that it is a possibility. So she will have the knowledge that it is a possibility, and perhaps it'll be discussion with her at that time if she wants to know or doesn't want to know. Or, but, you know, I know that finding a gene is one of the first steps to finding some sort of treatment. So
sure. Well, and it, what I do is compare it to the issue about AIDS a couple of decades ago, is that you could be tested. And my point was, because I got asked this all the time, should I be tested? And my answer was, there's no cure. There's no treatment at the time. So as long as you're practicing safe sex, is there any point? And I think it's a personal decision. Do you want to know or not know? But you obviously have to practice safe sex, but everybody should have been practicing safe sex then anyway. But once there began to be treatment, and if not cures, at least ways of stopping any progression of the disease, then it made a huge amount of sense to be tested. And everybody should have been tested at that moment, because, as you point out, either one of two things is true. Either you're clear, at which point party time, or you're not, at which point treatment time. But where there's no, that all you'd have is the party or a sense of anxiety, that maybe it doesn't make a lot of sense until there's a reason that it affects someone else, which obviously is your kids.
Yeah, that's what we've been thinking. So,
yeah.
But I just wanted to, you brought up the topic, and it felt this topic sort of seemed to sort of fit into that.
Yeah, I think it absolutely does, because it takes it from the realm of the abstraction and philosophical to a very personal kind of question of what would I do if I knew, and would I feel more or less anxious. And at some point that may shift. It may be that as you, there may be a shift in your life. It sounds at this moment you're pretty good at compartmentalizing it, unless kind of ordinary psychologists like me sort of pop it into the forefront of your awareness. But at some point it may become an issue that is more relevant for you, at which point you'll make the decision at that point. Well, thanks for calling and sharing it with us. I think it adds certainly a completely different dimension that than anybody else could have added, and I appreciate it greatly.
Have a good day.
If there's anything I can do to help in the future, you know where to find me.
Thanks.
Okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. Again, it's one of the things that never ceases to amaze and literally gratify me, that no matter how whatever topic I put up, you guys will always surprise me on some level with a depth of a feeling or involvement or clarity or richness that sometimes it you know, I even when I trust you guys implicitly and believe that, you never cease to amaze the level of I guess sincerity and honesty and candor that you bring to the party, and I appreciate it. All right, can we, let's go back and talk and see what other people are thinking as well.
We will continue on with Alan, and Alan says, yes, he would want to know the date of his death. He says, so I could be prepared. And he goes on to say, he goes on to list what he calls the 7 basic P's, and he calls them prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance.
Sounds like a football coach.
Yeah, he might be.
Well, I mean, that's it. The question is really not do you want the information, but what would you do with the information if you had it?
Mm.
And that's, I think that becomes, I mean, are there people who are able to block it off? In Pam's particular case, it sounds like she's pretty good at ignoring the question on a day-to-day basis. they're going to, some people are going to be really good at that. I mean, denial is more than a river in Egypt. And there's some people who are not. And if it's one of those things that bugs you anyway, that sometimes knowing feels better than guessing, because the you can argue yourself into a stupor or into an ulcer. So he's clearly somebody who's saying, give me the information, bring it on, and then let me decide what I'm going to do about it.
Marquita says, yes, give me some perspective and designated prep time.
Okay.
Ella says, no way. I would be too frightened to enjoy the time I had left.
Okay.
Kathy says, no, it would destroy me. I'm a worrier anyway. Knowing that I had X amount of years left would put incredible pressure on me to make sure I was getting, doing, seeing everything possible before my exit. Way too much stress.
Or inspiration. Again, you can see that the world falls very clearly into two separate sides, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if nothing else, this is one of those things that there's not much of a middle ground, except Manny. Manny's my middle ground on this one.
Genevieve says, positively not. Would always be on my mind and ruin the present.
Okay.
Marion says, so I think most people wouldn't use that information correctly. Risk-taking behaviors on a daily basis would increase.
Or not. I mean, it's hard to know. When I remember reading Rose Kennedy's autobiography, which I think was called Blackberry Winter, I think is what it was called. I don't remember. I can't believe I'm even thinking about it all these years later. But I remember reading it and thinking, because she placed such, she was a very religious woman. She went to Mass every day of her life. And she raised, clearly, a brood of children, lots of kids. I think, was it 10 or 11 or something? And she believed that this life was irrelevant, that everything that was going to happen was going to happen in the next life. And so this life was just really transitory. And to me, if you look at her kids and her grandchildren's life, they're lives of huge risk-taking and on almost every level. And it occurred to me that if you don't believe that this life has any particular meaning and you're kind of in a rush to get to the next one, that that's going to increase that kind of behavior. And I remember at the time thinking, huh, that really explains a lot of the behavior. And a lot also of the Kennedy women who put up with an awful lot of sort of bad behavior from men because this life didn't really make any difference. So clearly, different philosophies for different people. Okay, what else you got?
Marcy says, yes, so I can make arrangements, give away my prized possessions to loved ones, spend my money, and enjoy my remaining time.
Yeah, I mean, I fall into more Marcy's category than anybody else's of just knowing.
Andy says, no, because the thought of it already makes me feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
Sally Ann says, no, if it is soon. I would be sad for my kids not being able to grow up without me.
Well, it reminds me of, one of the things I got asked in this interview this week is, I guess it was yesterday. I've done a lot of interviews this week for some reason. And one of the questions I got asked is memorable phone calls. And, I'm always a little reluctant to talk about things in that because I tend not to hear you guys in categories because, I think I miss part of the juice of stuff like that. But I'll tell you what one of my answers was that has to do with borrowed time, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, I'll tell you my story. I may not get to tell you till the beginning of next hour because we've had both Valerie and Don. And so let me go to them and I'll write down what I was going to tell you so I don't forget. Valerie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I was just wondering if there is a test available. My husband has PLS, and he does have one son. I was wondering if there's a test available to see if he carries that gene or if that's something that you would be able to tell. Would his son be able to get it?
What's PLS?
PLS is primary lateral sclerosis. It's something we've been told that PLS is like ALS, except for it is slow in progressing and it's not fatal.
Let me just see what it says. Primary lateral sclerosis. Can happen at any age, usually between 40 and 60, a subtype of primary lateral sclerosis, those juvenile primary. It's a little unclear from this. The article's out of the Mayo Clinic. Given the fact that, I don't know. Let's see if there's a... Basically, it says it's often mistaken for ALS. It's as you point out, it's progresses much more slowly, and in most cases isn't fatal. So let's see if it says. I'm looking this up as we go. When to see a doctor? Definition causes. Okay. Well, it's a different phenomenon. So it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same genetic marker because it's a different disease. But they're saying it's caused by mutations in a gene called ALS2. They don't understand how this gene causes the disease. They know that ALS2 gene is responsible for giving instructions for creating a protein called alsin, which is present in motor neuron cells. But this is for the juvenile primary lateral. Autosomal recessive, both parents have to be carriers of the gene to pass it on to their child. So if it's an autosomal recessive, and who do you think your husband has it?
Oh, I know he does. He's being treated for it.
Well, that means that both of his parents had to have it.
Oh, really?
Which means that if they're saying that it's an autosomal recessive, that means by definition they know what the gene is. So, yeah, they could test for it, by definition.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
They could test for it? Okay.
They could yeah.
I was thinking his son may need to take that test.
Well, but it's an autosomal recessive. His son doesn't. Are you the boy's biological mother or not?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, I was going to say, that doesn't do any good for you to be tested. Is his biological mother still alive?
Yes.
She could be tested. If she doesn't have the gene, then it's because it's an autosomal recessive. It won't show unless there are two recessives. So both parents have to have the gene. So if his mother doesn't have it, he can't have it.
Okay, great.
Okay, but you may want to check with that just because you want to make sure that there's not. Sometimes even with an autosomal recessive, you can get a partial. You can get a partial. What's the word I want? It could show up in a lighter form. And not usually. I mean, you know, I check the Mayo Clinic because they seem to be the ones who are most knowledgeable about it. But that, by definition, if they're calling an autosomal recessive gene, that they can identify the gene. Okay.
Okay. So that would mean that my husband's parents both had that gene.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, preponderance, I think, is the word that I want, is that sometimes you can have something that shows up in a lighter form. But in order, for it to show, according to this, because it's autosomal recessive as opposed to autosomal dominant, you need both. You need two recessives to show.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay, great. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome. Okay. But do check with the Mayo Clinic, because they'll have a lot more information than I have. All right, and that's where I got most of the information. All right, Don, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. If we don't have enough time, I can hold you over if you have the time. Tell me what's on your mind.
I'm 77 years old, and I definitely would like to know how much longer I've got. And I'd also like to know about Alzheimer's, and I'd recently signed up for a research program.
Good for you. Where's the research program?
Blind top testing. research program, and they're taking people who do not yet have any signs. I had to go through tests for that. But they're going to follow, you know, a bunch of older people and using various drugs on them that you won't know what it is.
Yeah.
And so basically it's a long, ongoing thing. Anyway, I've already watched to know everything. I'm 77 years old. Until 3 weeks ago, I had a gorgeous, stunning, gorgeous 71-year-old wife that is now gone and looked like $1 million walking her dog, and nobody in the area knew she had any problems. She did have cancer, but, you know, wasn't any outward signs of it. And I'd be great if we both knew, because obviously I would have done things a little bit different. Both of us would.
Yeah. But, so what did she actually die of, Don?
Well, she lost a kidney years ago, and then she had bladder cancer, and she went in the hospital to have her bladder removed, and the doctor came out, said, we can't take it out. She's loaded with cancer, and 10 days later, she was dead.
Wow.
So it was just a lot worse than what the doctor thought, even though she had been fighting cancer for 10 years.
Well, the good news is it sounds like her fight was pretty successful, and that she, you're telling me, she was walking her dog, she looked great, she was leading a perfectly healthy, happy life.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's what was so surprising. Everybody said, what? The doctor went in, and they were doing a urostomy, and they'd done the urostomy, and then getting ready to take her bladder out, and 7 hour surgery, the doctor came out to talk to me after 2 hours, and I thought to myself, oh shit. And he said, we cannot take it out. She's loaded with cancer. I would have had to chisel it out.
Mm.
And he said, we'll try radiation or chemo, but, 10 days later, she was gone.
Yeah.
So she went to the hospital 1 week, the hospice the other week, and the last 3 days, she was comatose. So, it was just,
well, I know that's hard on you, but it sounds like it's a blessing for her that she really had a week of being sick, and that was all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I would like to have been able to talk to her when she was going instead of talking,
Sure. John, do you want to hang on with me for a minute?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
Okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.